St. Luke has gathered here a whole series of sayings of our Lord about relating to each other. And he's pretty serious about this. This is the way you are supposed to relate. This is the mind of my Heavenly Father from the day of creation. Now sin has gotten into this. And besides the wars and the murders and the adulteries and the thievery, there's the petty little stuff that goes on among you every day, which is a disgrace. And I'm going to tell you, if you live a petty, vengeful life, then God's going to be petty and vengeful with you. And if you don't, he'll be generous with you. Pretty simple. The only way to get at these, really, I tried to read them slowly because, you see, it's not like one discourse, though the theme is obvious. And if you notice, in case we missed it in the first reading, we get it again, right? Put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also do. Well, it's pretty clear that the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will all be also one day be our judge, is pretty clear. Now, how do we actually work on this? Well, the first thing we do is stop beating up on one another in action and in word, you know, calling one another names, you know, and so forth. Secondly, we stop scheming to get ahead of one another. Because I'm first. Everybody know that? I'm first. Not you, me, I'm first. No, God is first. So, the battle, as you know, is interior. We have all these movements inside of us that express themselves this way. You know, somebody does something bad to me, I'm going to get them. Now, I might think of it for weeks or months before I get them, or if I never get them because it's so disedifying to walk right up and punch him in the mouth, you know. But I will harbor that, and it will eat, and it will be breaking down myself and the other and the whole community. Well, how do we get at this? Well, I think one of the things we have to recognize is that a lot of this is emotional. Emotions perceiving, you know, proceeding from perceptions. That person is going to do such and such to me. Or that person said such and such to me. Maybe they did. But the second part is animal. We dignify it by calling it emotion, so, but it's animal. There's animal drives in us toward anger, vengeance, suspicion. I've told you this story before, and it's so powerful. In the monastery, we kept pigs. And one day, I think the brother was carrying something, and a little piglet got in the way, and he just kicked it out of the way, which wasn't a very nice thing to do. Huh? Well, that little piglet grew up to be a 350-pound sow. And every time she saw that guy walk in the door, she picked up a pebble and ground it between her teeth. Now, she's not going to be judged. We are. But we do that. See, that sow needed healing of memories, you see. There's something there. But you see, so many of our reactions, and if we're honest about it, you know, they're animal. They're vengeance, anger, fear, you know. Now, in us, there's a whole spiritual dimension, too, which makes them culpable, whereas that big sow, she's not culpable. She's probably bacon by now, anyway. That's the challenge. Well, how do we face this challenge? How do we wage war against these things which are around in us? Huh? First, You have to have a prayer life. You have got to be relating to God. Otherwise, you don't have any more resources to handle the rest of it. Then, you've got to act when you see you've sinned. Especially when it's out there. Apologize. You know, ask forgiveness. You've got to. And I remember I was giving a talk at a, 100, 200 people kind of thing. And somebody's cell phone went off. With one of these, like Beethoven kind of things, you know. And I said, you know, we really don't need a concert right now. Would you turn that off? Which wasn't very nice, right? So later on, and I didn't quite know who it was, but I was glad about that too. I said, well, whoever that was, I apologize. And then when I started the next talk, and a friend of mine said, in public? I said, well, I sinned in public. And I should repent in public. But you see, it's against these... I mean, that's throwing me off. It's annoying me. You know, I'm trying to concentrate, and the Beethoven's going on, you see. And so, stop it. Well, besides the ego, maybe Beethoven's going to do people more good than what I've got to say. I mean, you know. But, you see, it's also this animality and all that it brings, the suspicion, the fear, the enmity, the revenge, the, my gosh. Now, we have the power to put those to death. And there are many ways. One that we used a long time in the community was the power of the cross. Bring these things to the cross. Now, you got to watch it that you don't go crazy. You know, every one of them. You're not going to catch everyone. So just at the end of the day, repent and say, Lord, I'm a jerk. You know, I did this and this and this today, and I repent. And I hope, you know, do what you can with me. And then there is other ways of like being identified with, being able to call upon the power that is ours. Basically, the indwelling Holy Spirit. An infinite power of love dwelling in us as a person would love to help us get rid of these things and does it in a way that some days is almost fun. You could just feel the Holy Spirit moving in you and you're saying to yourself, hot dog, I'm going to die to self. Now that doesn't happen every day. But it is calling on this Holy Spirit, who is divine, who wants nothing more than that everything our Lord said here be realized in our lives. And then, there's another way that you might find useful. Our Lady, who mediates all graces and has, as the Council tells us, influence in our lives. Influence, not just example, not just prayer. Influence in our lives. Just say to her, Mother of God, identify my spirit with every movement of your own. You can say it 180 times, what do you want? You know, you just identify my spirit, if it's moving with you, will take authority over these emotional animal drives and stop them. And what do you know? Comes peace, comes freedom. And it's a gift. And we ask for it because we desperately need it. Our Lord, who loves us so much, sees this, my goodness, and wants this to happen. So he's telling us about it. And all the resources are there, but it is a huge battle. Don't get involved in it out of fear, because you'll be exhausted and you'll drive yourself crazy. Ask the Lord first to get involved in this from love. And then you'll see victory.